We also have, and we'll hopefully chat to the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution regarding this issue of the IEC and Zuma candidacy. We'll get to Lawson Naidoo as soon as we can, right? So, in fact, we do have Lawson Naidoo right away. So, Lawson, good chatting to you once again. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Ashraf. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, thanks for speaking to us at short notice. I understand we've changed things around. Your reaction regarding the Concord judgment regarding former President Jacob Zuma?
Well, CASAC welcomes this judgment. It's a clear, concise judgment that deals with the proper interpretation of Section 47 of the Constitution. The reason why that provision is there is to prevent people who've committed serious offences that have required a sentence of more than 12 months not to be eligible for membership of the National Assembly, that they are not fit and proper people, that it's to preserve the dignity and the integrity of the National Assembly, and that Mr. Zuma fell within the parameters of that provision and is therefore not eligible to serve. It's a clear and an important vindication of the rule of law in South Africa.
Are you not surprised at it?
Not at all, because I think, you know, any clear understanding and reading of the constitutional provision, and if you look at the intent and purpose behind it, as Justice Theron explained in her judgment this morning, it's quite clear what the purpose is there. And the reasoning of the Electoral Court was to try and find a way around it that absolutely, you know, left the main constitutional provision, you know, bereft of any meaning on the basis of their interpretation. It was important that that be corrected, and that's one of the reasons why CASAC participated in this case.
So you're getting two schools of thought. The one school of thought would be the MK supporting school of thought, to say, well, you see, these are all people who've had previous, they've sat on previous rulings against former President Jacob Zuma. What did you expect? Suggesting there's a partisan decision that's taken place. The other one is, this proves just how independent South Africa is from in terms of rule of law and in terms of the applying of the Constitution. Which one do you read into?
Well, the latter one, and I think the issue on the first one is that there was a formal application for the recusal of six of the judges of the Constitutional Court that sat in this matter now. It was dismissed unanimously by the court, and the reasons were provided in the judgment that was handed down this morning. And again, Justice Theron made it clear that the court was not being asked to revisit or reinterpret the contempt judgment that sent Mr. Zuma to prison, but was being asked to interpret a constitutional provision, Section 47(1)(e), which is which flows from that judgment, but is not you know, a part of it. And she pointed out, even at the hearing, even though that she was part of the minority in that contempt case, and therefore felt that Mr. Zuma should not go to prison, she said she was bound by that decision, and that the Constitutional Court takes that decision as is, and they must now apply its mind to a new set of legal arguments that were presented to them last week.
Mm. Okay, so we now know that Jacob Zuma can, his image can be used on the ballot sheet for the MK party, but he certainly can't go to the National Assembly, so he can't become an MP, and therefore he cannot be the president again. Well, the MK believes they'll win the election, so that's aside to that, right? Now, here's the important part. In terms of that original sentence, right, and now I understand that because of what's happened, he can't become an MP for 5 years. When does that period of counting start, and when does it end? My reason for my question is, if there's a year and a half or so to go, you know, could he make an entry into Parliament then?
Well, the 5 years clock starts running from the time that the sentence has been completed. And, you know, that would be at the point at which he was released on the remission that was granted by President Ramaphosa. And the 5 year clock starts ticking from then. You know, given the electoral system that we have, we're not going to have by-elections in our National Assembly. So it will be another 5 years, unless, of course, you know, there's another reason for an earlier election to be called within the next 5 years. And then once that his five-year ineligibility period has expired, he would then be available again, yes, as one or two other candidates in this election that had their their sentences, spent after 5 years and are now standing for public office.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Well, I think it's the issue that the judgment was a unanimous one, that all of the arguments that were upheld by the Electoral Court, as well as the further arguments in the cross-appeal that were raised by Mr. Zuma and the MK Party's legal representatives, were dismissed in this case. And it was a vindication that the Electoral Commission itself does have a role to play in adjudicating the list of candidates, that they must comply with the criteria set out in the Electoral Act, and that the Electoral Commission had in no way acted in a manner outside of its mandate in dealing with this issue of Mr. Zuma's eligibility.
Okay, and in terms of, therefore, the interpretation of what is it that moves the national pulse and what is the nation feeling right now, I mean, this is a strong point for our democracy, right?
It is indeed. It's a good day for South Africa. It's a good day for the rule of law, and for our constitutional democracy, that we're a rules-based society. We've put in place rules to protect and strengthen our democracy, and that has been reaffirmed by the Constitutional Court this morning.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Lawson Naidoo, Executive Secretary of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution.